As the country prepares to vote next Tuesday, some Americans are worried about whether or not their vote will even be counted. During the elections of 2000 and 2004, reports came in from all over the U.S. of major problems at polling stations. Now the founders of a new project called Video the Vote say they're going to fight voting irregularities with cameras. Any voter with a small video camera, a cell phone, or internet access can help. And Ian Inaba helped create Video the Vote. He joins me now to explain how the project works. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Fry.
Tell us exactly what you're doing here. I guess it's real-time election monitoring?
That's right. We are encouraging citizens to go out to the polls or at least be on call for us so that when problems do occur, we can dispatch them to document what happens on election day.
What kind of infrastructure do you have? I mean, are you asking for everyone to be a volunteer or are you recruiting people? How does this work in terms of making sure you have people to cover?
Well, I made a film called American Blackout, which chronicled the voter disenfranchisement in 2000 and 2004. And as I've toured the country the last 9 months, I've recruited a lot of people that wanted to do something, that wanted to take it into their own hands and try to solve the problems that happen in their areas. So we've signed up hundreds of volunteers all across the country who are willing to be on call with video cameras. And we're working very closely with the election protection organizations who will be fielding calls into their national call centers. So as we get reports of incidents that occur, we'll be dispatching videographers, and then they will be taking that video and uploading it to our site, and we'll be making it available both to broadcasters as well as on YouTube to the general public.
So it's kind of a two-way loop. You're going to have people documenting, and you're also going to take calls about potential incidents, but you will have people there during, you know, just during the course of the day at various polling stations?
Yes, well, we're actually focusing a lot of the efforts on the 7 states that the election protection organizations have identified as being potentially the most problematic. And so we are concentrating our efforts in those areas because there will be on-the-ground election protection efforts. The Lawyers Committee on Civil Rights Under Law, as well as the People for the American Way organization, staff command centers in those areas, and we'll put videographers there to be dispatched along with the lawyers.
What states are we talking about?
Well, the most problematic states are expected to be Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania, and then beyond that, Maryland, Arizona, and Michigan, and New Jersey.
Why do you think that videotaping voting irregularities is the best way to go about preventing them?
Again, I made a film called American Blackout, and it took me 3 years to document what happened in 2000 and 2004. And it just took too long for that story to come to the surface and for the American people to actually know what occurred on Election Day. And so these stories could be discussed real time during the election so that they can be another element or another view that the American public has into what happens on Election Day. Because the mainstream media really focuses so much of their coverage on the winners and losers being the politicians on Election Day that they often lose sight of what happens to the voters. And so we wanted to provide that additional perspective so that people can have a broader view of what actually happens on November 7th.
So, two final questions. One, are you going to make a documentary out of what you do this time around? And two, are you going to basically try to release a report or any kind of wrap-up of what you do?
Well, we're not sure what we're going to do on the back end of things. I mean, people can look at a clip from American Blackout on the videothevote.org website, as well as they can watch the ongoing real-time clips as they're coming in on Election Day. And so we're just trying to make them available in that format first, and then we'll look at it after it's all done and the dust settles next week. We'll see what there is and what possibly can be made of it.
Ian Inaba, we'll be looking forward to hearing what comes out of your project. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Filmmaker Ian Inaba is co-creator of Video the Vote. His film is American Blackout.